Good morning. Muslims, Jews and Christians all have weekly Sabbaths, special holy days. Muslims have their Sabbath on Fridays, Jews on Saturdays, Christians on Sundays. They each celebrate them in different ways and see them in different ways. I was brought up in a strict Christian home, within a strict Christian congregation, within a strict village, which had its own code of behaviour. This meant that I was not allowed to play on Sunday. No toys, no football, no going my bike, no listening to secular music, no swimming, no TV, no fun at all. Sunday was for going to church, several times, attending Sunday school, visiting Granny, listening to her Jim Reeves hymns collection. Sunday was kept as a very different, very special day, reserved exclusively for rest and family and worshipping God. Was that all a bit too strict? Did it do me any harm? Did it make me the man I am today? What's the alternative? Are we perhaps too slack today? Have we lost something? What should the Sabbath be about? Don't we all need one special day a week, however we make it special? In the Old Testament, God created the world in 6 days and then rested on the seventh day. This is taken as a role model by Jews, so they rest from their work on the Sabbath just like God. In the New Testament, God, in the form of Jesus, rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, and God, in the form of the Holy Spirit, came upon the disciples on Pentecost Sunday. So Christians changed their Sabbath from the Jewish Saturday to a Sunday. They also changed the philosophy from seeing it as a day of rest to seeing it as a day of active worship of God and fellowship with God's family. So we come to church to be with God and the Christian family, his family, our family. Whether you're a Christian, Jew or Muslim or an atheist, don't we all need a special day per week? Don't we all need to plan on how to make the most of it? If we work flat out 7 days a week, week in, week out, we will soon discover the truth that 7 days are enough to make anyone weak, W-E-A-K. The secret of happy living is to prevent your work from taking over your Sabbath time. And on the contrary, to develop the skill of letting your Sabbaths spread over into your working days. Take time to be with God and loved ones every day at some point, so that every day has its Sabbath moments.